SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, the AFP disrupts an Indonesian sex trafficking ring, Kamala Harris secures Democratic Party nomination for the upcoming US presidential elections, and in AFL, the Magpies determined to fight to save premiership defence. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stirrett. The Australian Federal Police has removed seven potential victims from sexual exploitation in Australia following an investigation that has resulted in a Sydney man being charged with allegedly trafficking a child from Indonesia. Police allege the 43-year-old Sydney man was the ringleader of a criminal syndicate that was recruiting young women in Indonesia and Jakarta specifically, including a 17-year-old girl, and bringing them to Australia to engage in sex work illegally to be exploited. The suspect is expected to appear in the Downing Centre court today. Another woman also remains under arrest for enticing women from the Southeast Asian country. Australian Federal Police Commander Kate Ferry said at least nine women were alleged to have been brought to Australia on tourist visas to work in brothels under dire conditions.
This has been a really complex investigation undertaken by a dedicated team of specialists in human trafficking here in Sydney. This result is testament to our resolve, the resolve of the Australian Federal Police, to stop the exploitation of vulnerable women being trafficked into Australia for sexual exploitation.
Vice President Kamala Harris says she has received the broad support needed to become the Democratic Party's nominee for the upcoming presidential election. Just one day after President Joe Biden dropped out of the presidential race and endorsed Ms. Harris for the Democratic nomination, prominent Democrats and donors have rallied around to support her. According to an Associated Press tally, she already has the support of over 2,500 delegates, well beyond the simple majority needed to clinch the Democratic nomination on the first ballot. The Democrats say they will formally deliver a presidential nominee by August 7 and is committed to an open and fair nominating process. Vice President Harris says her presidential policies would target cost of living pressures, gun control and abortion access.
Together we fight to build a nation where every person has affordable health care. Where every worker is paid fairly. We who believe in the freedom to live safe from gun violence, and that's why we will work to pass universal background checks, red flag laws, and an assault weapons ban. We who will fight for reproductive freedom, knowing if Trump gets the chance, he will sign a national abortion ban to outlaw abortion in every single state, but we are not going to let that happen.
New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has responded to demands for real wage growth for nurses amid industrial action efforts. Nurses and midwives have rallied around the state for a one-year 15% wage boost to address a staffing crisis in the industry. A University of Sydney report last month found inflation had cut their pay by more than 10% in real terms over the past 4 years. Obrey Smith, president of the New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association, says the state Labor government has failed to reverse wage suppression.
For so many years now, we've had wage suppression under the Liberal government, and now that we have a new government, there was a promise to give us a livable wage, and what they're offering actually isn't a livable wage. We hear from our members from across the state that they are struggling to pay the bills. We believe, and we have shown evidence, that our wage has been suppressed up to 10% of our wages. Our members, our nurses and our midwives go out there every day in health, slog it out looking after the community, and they deserve to have a livable wage.
Premier Chris Minns says they are doing their best to offer fair pay within budgetary restrictions.
The New South Wales government is offering a 40% increase in pay than what the previous Liberal government was offering. And we've done that in good faith, but obviously we're limited by what we can pay. And if there's a 16% demand from the Nurses Association in the first year, quite quickly after that, teachers and firefighters and police officers and corrections officers and Crown employees will be demanding the same.
And in AFL, Collingwood are determined to fight to save their AFL premiership defence, with halfback John Noble insisting the Magpies can still make finals. The reigning premiers sit 13th, 6 points outside the top eight, and look a shadow of the team that charged to last year's flag as they endure a four-game losing streak, including Saturday's thumping loss to Hawthorn. When asked if the Magpies could save their season, Noble is optimistic about the remaining five games, saying our season's far from over and we're going to fight every minute of those games. And that's all this evening's latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Katrina Stirrett.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.